From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. Coming up, we'll hear from a resident of Rockton, Illinois, a week after an explosion and fire at a chemical plant displaced residents of the small northern Illinois town. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The University of Illinois plans a return to mostly normal class schedules in the fall, but vaccinations for COVID-19 will be a requirement for students. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
U of I President Tim Killeen announced the vaccination requirement in a mass email Monday, but he noted there will be some who cannot get vaccinated due to health conditions or other reasons. On the U of I's Urbana campus, spokesperson Robin Kaler says those who are not vaccinated must continue to take precautions.
If you are not able to be vaccinated for COVID-19, you will need to continue testing, you will need to continue face covering, and you will need to continue social distancing.
But Kaler declined comment on students who may simply refuse to be vaccinated without a religious or medical reason. She says nearly 75% of faculty, staff, and students on the U of I Urbana campus have already received at least one vaccine dose. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
One of Governor J.B. Pritzker's top advisors is leaving his administration. Former Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines has served as deputy governor for budget and economy for 2.5 years.
I really had no intention of going back into government, and the only reason I did, or the main reason I did, was because of my incredible respect for Governor Pritzker, and I also, from a personal standpoint, felt that there was some unfinished business, that the state, you know, still had a lot of financial problems, and I could offer something to that.
Hines is 52 and says he still wants to serve on a volunteer basis, but he plans to return to the private sector. He worked in investment management before returning to state government in 2019. Former state senator Andy Menar, who joined the Pritzker administration as a senior advisor earlier this year, will take over for Hines. In Rockton, concerned residents packed a local banquet hall last night to discuss the ongoing chemical fire at the ChemTool facility. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Now that the majority of the week-long fire at ChemTool is under control, public officials say priorities are shifting to address recovery and cleanup. But residents are worried that attention hasn't come soon enough. Kelly Clayton lives about 2 miles from the fire, and among other concerns, she's not sure if she'll ever be able to eat from her garden again.
Yep, so we have fruit trees in our yards. We have plums, pears, apples, cherries, raspberries that, you know, I had gotten from my grandmother when she passed away, and we had planted in our yard 15 years ago.
Clayton is one of more than 120 people who attended the meeting. Some residents said they were experiencing headaches and nausea. One man had been treated for chemical inhalation. Elizabeth Lindquist was one of the organizers of the event and said this meeting was only the first of many. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Champaign County officials reported just 2 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and the current number of active cases fell again to 56, including 6 county residents in the hospital with the virus. The death toll from the coronavirus in Champaign County is now 155. Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, reports 15 patients hospitalized with COVID-19 as of yesterday. That's down from 18 patients last week. There are 4 patients in the ICU, down from 7 a week ago. Still to come, more from the small Illinois town of Rockton, where residents are returning to their homes after last week's large fire at a chemical plant. We'll hear from one of those residents next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Last week on Monday, residents in Rockton, Illinois, were displaced from their homes after a large explosion at a nearby chemical plant. The fire, containing hazardous industrial chemicals, burned throughout the week. The evacuation order lifted Friday, and residents have begun returning to their homes. One of them is Rachel Hall, who lives about a mile from the Chemtool plant in northern Illinois. She spoke with Brian Mackey on the 21st show about her experience, starting with waking up to the sound of the explosion.
I wasn't sure what was going on, loud fireworks or something, so I went outside and saw the giant black plume of smoke going up over my house. So then I ran inside and told my kids.
Yeah.
Well, there's this giant black plume of smoke. I have no idea what's going on. So then a neighbor came out and told me it was Chemtool.
Okay.
So then we went right back inside.
So, Rachel, I understand you decided to evacuate not because of what you heard from the authorities, but you just got a call from a friend. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I was never, contacted by authorities or anything. And before I ever heard anything, about the evacuation, I had friends that were calling me saying, you need to get out. My friend's a biochemist, and she called me freaking out. you have to get out of there immediately. You're in immediate danger. So we just did that. We left with nothing pretty much and just evacuated to my parents' house in Roscoe. And then as we were driving into their neighborhood, the smoke shifted and started going over their house.
Wow. So did you end up having to evacuate again from your shelter location?
We didn't really have anywhere else to go, so we just stuck it out there. It was at least better than here.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Rachel, are you back in your home now?
Yeah, I'm back.
What did you find when you got home? What was it like?
Well, before we were able to evacuate, me and my son were both super lightheaded and dizzy and nauseous, and both got really bad headaches quickly, just from the few times that we opened the door to look at the plume of smoke. And so then staying at my parents' house, it wasn't that bad. But once we came back home, just instant smell of chemicals in the house. I can't describe, what it is, but and instantly confusion, dizziness, nausea, you're just feeling really lightheaded and not right. I haven't noticed that with my daughter, but she's 3, so she's like that anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. Is there visible, is there soot in the yard?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, is that, there's no visible anything, there's no, but of course, there's I think they're called particulates, right? They're all, that's all over here. I mean, this was directly in the path, and so, but there's nothing visible, debris or anything. Chunks, I think that got kind of swept up and over and further south into Rockford.
What questions do you have now? What is still lingering for you about the fire? What questions do you want answered?
Well, number one, how safe is the water, obviously? Our drinking water and, what we bathe in and all of that. And obviously the air quality, I know that the EPA is here testing, but I don't know. I think it needs to be independently verified by other, agencies. I don't know what that looks like, but I have a giant garden that I worked so hard on and was so proud of this year that I am definitely not going to eat anything out of. That's, questionable. And then in the future, can we still use the soil to garden with? And the crops that this plume went over, are those usable? I mean, they're not. They can't be, So I'm just worried about accountability and, it being transparent completely and, the correct people being held accountable and correct measures taken.
That's Rachel Hall, resident of Rockton in northern Illinois, speaking with 21st show host Brian Mackey. Find the full conversation about the aftermath of the Chemtool explosion at 21stshow.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our cool temperatures continue today with sunny skies and a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Sean Crawford, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.